This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. So far this fire season, the state has spent about $10.5 million to fight wildfires. But the legislature's fiscal division reported this week that the state's wildfire suppression fund has grown to $86.5 million with just a few bills left to pay. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports that this year's balance started at $38.7 million rolled over from last year, but it was boosted by the $13.4 million left over from the governor's emergency fund. In addition, it received $21.5 million from leftover appropriations and a one-time infusion of $15 million in excess corporate license taxes. It took decades for Montana to adopt a proactive funding process for wildfire suppression. In 2013, the state created a permanent wildfire funding account with a steady stream of cash. A federal judge says a one-time billionaire real estate mogul who spent 6 months in a Montana jail faces a final opportunity to come clean about a Mexican property sale during a trial that starts today. U.S. District Judge Sam Haddon jailed 65-year-old Tim Blixeth in April for not providing a full accounting of what happened to $13.8 million from the sale of an oceanside resort in the Mexican state of Jalisco. The 2011 sale violated a court order from another judge who oversaw the bankruptcy case of the Yellowstone Club, a private Montana ski area founded by Blixeth that caters to the ultra-wealthy. Experts say that if Haddon remains unsatisfied following this week's trial, the judge could refer the matter for criminal prosecution. Blixeth's attorneys says he's given a full accounting of the money. The City of Great Falls Human Resources manager has been arrested on a charge of felony tampering with or fabricating evidence. Linda Williams appeared in court Friday afternoon. She posted $2,500 bail. The state added a condition of her release that she's banned from city offices and property unless requested by city officials. Deputy City Manager Gene Reichel tells the Great Falls Tribune that Williams has been placed on paid administrative leave. According to court documents, the charges stem from a separate drug investigation into Williams' 23-year-old son and her involvement in evidence police were interested in. 18 of the 80 tenured and tenure-track faculty at the College of Engineering at Montana State University are women, the highest portion of female engineering faculty in university history. Engineering Dean Brad Gunnick tells the Bozeman Daily Chronicle that his college has grown so rapidly that it's been easier to hire more women in such a short time. The University of Montana will host an educational conference on October 26th and 27th. The conference will include a keynote address from U.S. Secretary of Labor Thomas Perez. The university says the conference will focus on important and timely topics in higher education, including global education, workforce development, academic innovation, and educational delivery. The new $43.5 million hospital and clinic in Livingston is nearing completion. The clinic portion of Livingston Healthcare is slated to open October 26th, with the rest of the hospital opening the following day. Hospital CEO Bren Lowe tells the Billings Gazette that when the new hospital opens, all the medical center services will, for the first time, be under one roof. Federal scientists using new technologies have mapped a cold water climate shield, an area spanning five western states that could support viable populations of native species if the region continues its warming trend. Scientists say mapping the cold water refuges for cutthroat trout and threatened bull trout could help resource managers make decisions aimed at preserving populations of those and other cold water dependent native species in Idaho, Oregon, Washington, Montana, and Wyoming. Scientists say streams in the region have warmed up about a degree over the last three decades and are getting warmer. Advances in stream temperature sensors and environmental DNA sampling, a new way to find out what species inhabit a stream, have allowed scientists to create the detailed maps. Thanks for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.